More than a third of Americans play video games at least 3 hours a week, and part of the appeal seems to be the characters. Just like in an animated movie, they are brought to life by voice actors. For one couple we're about to meet, that brought some unexpected fame. Ashley Gross of member station KPLU in Seattle has their story.
Ellen McLean has had a long career as an opera singer. But now, this is what she's most famous for.
Here's an interesting fact. You're not breathing real air. It's too expensive to pump this far down.
That is McLean doing the voice of GLaDOS. GLaDOS is the passive-aggressive computer in the games Portal and Portal 2. Her husband, John Patrick Lowry, began his career as a guitar composer. But he's now famous for doing the voice of the snarky Australian sniper in the game Team Fortress 2.
Professionals have standards. Be polite. Be efficient. Have a plan to kill everyone you meet.
These games are blockbusters. If you're 20 years old, it's a good chance you've played them. So this is a story of unlikely fame for a couple now in their early 60s. 2 decades ago, Lowry started to land video game roles.
The first video game I did was a thing called the Spy Fox Breakfast Cereal.
Lowry wasn't a snob about it. It was a gig. But in those days, the industry was not too sophisticated. Game developers would just hand him some lines with no direction. One time his line was simply, "Goodbye, son."
And I said, "Why am I saying goodbye to him? And what's going on?" Call up the writer and say, okay, so what's happening? This is a place where the game branches, and your son is either going to, you know, go down to the store and be right back, or he's going to step through this interdimensional gateway and go to another universe, and you're never going to see him again. So could you say it in a way that would work either way? So I said, "Goodbye, son." Said, "Great, that's great. That'll work fine."
Lowry says developers got more savvy as the games became more cinematic. He urged his wife to audition, but McLean was reluctant.
I thought, you know, why should I do this? I'd never get work. Well, never say never.
Initiating surprise in 3, 2, 1.
They told the actors who were auditioning to sound as much like this computer-generated voice as you possibly could.
I feel awful about that surprise. Tell you what, let's give your parents a call right now.
In Portal, GLaDOS the computer has you do puzzles and keeps promising cake. But by the end, you realize she's lying.
24 hours after the game was released, we got a fan email from Denmark saying people are in the streets of Copenhagen chanting, "The cake is a lie, the cake is a lie." And it's like, oh my gosh, I'm married to a world-famous person now.
But Lowry's famous too, not just for the sniper, but also for Pudge the Butcher in the game Dota 2. Podcasters from as far away as India do gushing interviews.
Guys, welcome to the show where we talk to Pudge.
Oi, hello. You know what I like? I like fresh meat.
Oh my God, I've got goosebumps. If you can see here, I've got goosebumps.
Lowry and McLean now have this link to a younger generation. Sometimes, just for fun, they reveal their video game alter egos to random strangers.
I'll see, say, a 17-year-old boy walking down the street, and as I go by, I'll say, "We're a lot alike, you and I. You tested me. I tested you. You killed me. Oh, wait a minute. I guess I haven't killed you yet. Well, food for thought." And I totally blow their mind.
So how does it feel to have this be what you're famous for? I mean,
it's miraculous to me.
Surreal.
McLean and Lowry say they never could have imagined this career, but they say it's gratifying to play the characters so many people around the world love or love to hate. For NPR News, I'm Ashley Gross in Seattle.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Our theme music was written by BJ Lederman, and it was arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm David Green.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.